4LEO. Doing well. How about you? Name is Jim here.
Name is Glenn. Yeah, doing all right. Just out and about, running a few errands, not too much going on. At least it seems cooler than it was last week.
A little bit. Wish we'd got some rain out of it, though.
Rain forming up here in an hour or so. I summoned the Simpsonville area. Yeah, get some rain to cool it off totally, and that'll be fine. But, yeah, last week, or was it the week before, you know, I literally can't leave the house. I am not going out there. You'll burn to death. You'll burn up in 6 minutes.
I was down in Atlanta last week. It was a little warm down there, too, as well. Over.
The first summer I was in Atlanta, this was in 1980 or 81. It had been the hottest summer in, like, 80 or 100 years. I mean, to the point where there's dead birds all over the ground. Everywhere you go, you're walking, and there's a dead bird. You know it's hot. Yeah, it was probably... And they said that had been the hottest summer they'd have had in Atlanta. Oh, I don't know, since like 1910 or something. So, hopefully we don't, but you know, the climate is moving in that direction, so these things may happen more.
You've seen it hot enough for birds to die, but I imagine it can't happen.
I've seen it happen. I mean, I don't know what other cause of death there would be. Other than just, you know, it's the poor thing is flying along and it dies of heat stroke. Yeah, there were quite a few of them on the ground. And that's the summer that they said it had been the hottest summer in 80 years. You know, since 1901 or something, 1910. It had been, and that was in the early 80s, 1980 or 81 maybe 1980. So... From what I, you know, we may be moving back in that direction again. The weather department records like the hottest, we've had the five or six hottest summers in a row since about 2018, 2016, as in the 20 or 30 years before that.
Mentioning nice.
Remember when, I don't remember, a bit before my time, in my parents' time, when they used to go down to Florida for vacation, you know, from New York, they'd go to vacation, let's say Miami Beach. And Miami Beach used to be closed in the summer because for that reason, you know, June, July, August, September, whatever, there nobody would come down there. All the big hotels would close. And it wasn't until maybe, you know, September, October, whatever, that the tourist season would open again. So, yeah, you know, air conditioning's basically transformed parts of the world, you know, mostly the South. Because there was a time when you couldn't vacation in Florida during the summer. It was just, nobody wanted to.
This share of sunburns in Florida when in the 60s, or early 60s when I, or maybe late 60s when we were down there.
Let me see, that would have been... When did I first go down there? That might have been around the mid-60s, middle to late 60s. And yeah, you know, I would come back looking like a lobster. And I have, you know, I'm mostly of Nordic extract, so I have fair skin. And to burn like that for me or for anybody, it turns out, isn't all that healthy. So, but you know, I guess I mostly recovered since then. Yeah, now we tell our kids wear the number 50 sunscreen or whatever when you go out even for half an hour. We didn't know then what we know now.
Yeah, definitely got some bad sunburns and have had to pay for it in my later years here. Over.
Same thing from you know, when we went to like Orchard Beach or the Jersey Shore or Connecticut. You know, it's not just you get bad sunburn anywhere. Oh, but yeah, that, you know, the couple of times we'd go to Miami, we'd come back, you know, looking like sugar beet color. And we know now that's not a healthy thing.
Well, hopefully we'll get some rain this afternoon. Over.
Here, maybe in an hour or so. It'll cool off a bit. But, yeah, you know, just running around. I got a couple of things I got to do. Tomorrow I got to bring in the truck and have the transmission service. The day after that, I got a shipping container arriving on the property, so I got to be there and help unload it. So, shaping up to be another busy couple of days next week. But, you know, that's okay. It keeps you from sitting around and getting old.
It's never fun.
And I'm not used to it anymore. 20 or 30 years ago, I could maintain a higher level of physical activity than I can now. I was never big into physical activity anyway. I was, I was a desk person for 30 years. And they say now that that's actually one of the worst things you could do is being sedentary, not moving. Working at a desk all day, and sitting on the sofa all day, and they claim that that's almost as bad in its own way as, let's say, cigarette smoking. So, anything that gets me out of the house and doing a little something for at least, even for half an hour, I guess is fine.
I believe it too. So, hey, listen, I'm going to have to run, but Katie. 2BHE, if I have that correct, KO4LAO. I'm going to say 73 to you, and hope you have a good afternoon. I'll be clear on your final, over.
I'll talk to you later then. It's actually KD2BN, Bravo November Golf. But yeah, you'll hear me around from time to time. There's a net that comes on at 9 o'clock, you realize. Anyway, talk to you later. Nice hearing from you. 73, you have a good rest of the day. 82BNG, I'll be clear.
2BNG. Take care. 73, KO4LAO, clear.